Om Shanti, slogan for the Murli of the 26th of April. Please, with a true heart, the bestower, the creator, and the bestower of blessings, Data, Vidata, and Vardata. And you will stay in spiritual pleasure. How we long for spiritual pleasure, don't we? It's as if after 2,500 years of gross physical pleasures, the soul has become so tired, so depleted, so unhappy. We're really ready to get a taste of a pleasure which really nurtures the soul, aren't we? So what are these keys that Baba gives us today so that we can stay in a pleasure which is spiritual, long-lasting, versus so temporary, so deceptive? What is it that will please the bestower? Here it's so interesting because Baba calls himself the bestower, the one who gives, and he says he is indebted to us. Not that we're indebted to him. He's indebted to us. Out there in the world, you would not think that someone would want to increase his indebtedness. But here it's as if Baba is saying, something that'll please him is if we increase his indebtedness. Because Baba says, make the deal. Give him everything you've got so that he can give multi-million-fold return. So what is it that we give him? What is it that Baba wants from us the most? Practically speaking, to make the deal means this understanding, to step back and just check, when is it that I'm operating from the old me? Those fears, insecurities, aspects of anger, and by the way, there are 98 expressions of anger. So when is it that I'm operating from all these old things of the last 2,500 years? And then just to stop it. Full stop. Don't allow it. This is what needs to be renounced. To renounce these things are the aspects of surrender. And I do it just by stepping back and really underlining for myself that this is not the true me. One of my favorite expressions from Dadi Janki, I heard it decades ago and she really won my heart with it, is when she said the whole world is a supermarket of sorrow. Don't buy any. So don't buy into that framework of reality that we've created over 2,500 years. God is standing in front of us, inviting us to buy into his framework of reality. It means make his framework of reality my own. This will please him. How will I please the Creator? Here we have to look at what exactly does the Creator create? Because we know he doesn't create the soul. He doesn't create man. The soul is eternal. So what Baba does create is purity. At least he recreates purity in the drama. He puts back purity in the drama through creating purity in me, or recreating, putting back purity in me. So surely what would please Baba, the Creator, the Purifier, is me becoming pure. And actually, there's a secret to this, which Baba alludes to all the time, when he says that knowledge is easy. It's in yoga that there are all the obstacles. And that is that however much we love this knowledge, and however much we love to churn, this purification process is not an intellectual pursuit. It's not about understanding, at least not understanding at all those first many levels of understanding, such as listening, figuring out meaning. No. All of this knowledge is for calming my mind. It's for enabling me to take charge of my mind. This knowledge is so that I can strengthen the intellect, so that I can connect to Baba. He calls himself the Rolls-Royce engine. And then it's that power which purifies me. So in essence, wouldn't it be that I please the Creator, the Purifier, to the extent that I dedicate myself to taking power from him? We have so many habits of plugging ourselves into sockets which don't provide the voltage needed to become a golden-aged true human being. So we have to pull out our plugs from all those various sockets and stick it into the one socket, Baba, the Almighty Authority. That energy alone purifies me. It means check, understand what are false supports and stop taking from them. And the other day he mentioned a very subtle false support. He talked about using my nature, my sanskars, adverse situations as false supports, meaning I use these to continually make excuses for behaving in wrong ways. I say that, well, it's my nature to be bossy. Or I look at the difficult situation and I say, if you'd been in that situation, you also would have X, Y, or Z. So these are also false supports. I use them to give myself permission to continue all the impurities inside me. So let me finish those games and continually explore, experiment new ways to plug myself into Him, keep myself plugged, and take true power from Him. Surely that's what would please the Creator. And then, Vardhata, bestower of blessings, what will please Him? Every day we get so many blessings. Every blessing begins with may you be dot dot dot. His hand of blessings is over our head. Basically, practically, this indicates opening myself to a new degree of awareness whereby I don't have to labor to accomplish a new behavior in myself, but more I have to just realize that this is who I am. Because this is who my Father is. And all these beautiful traits are coming to me as an inheritance. I just have to claim the inheritance. It's like, it's one thing to hear a knock at the door and not answer it. Because you think you're too busy. You feel you're too busy. You don't want to be disturbed. Or you hear the knock at the door, you drop what you're doing, and you answer the door and accept the delivery from the delivery man. But then you just put the packages inside the door. And you leave them and go back to whatever you were doing. Or you actually give the time, take the trouble to open the packages that have been delivered, but you just take out the contents, admire them, and put them away on a shelf somewhere. So, how am I in relationship to these blessings delivered to my door, the door of the soul, every day? Practically speaking, my awareness will grow to the extent that I use these blessings. I experiment with them. So, for example, today Baba said, serve through your form of dharana. The blessing was, may you be a true server and serve through your form of dharana. So let me practice that today. Let me explore what is that and do that today itself. If for no other reason, I will enjoy such interesting results due to the fact that there are over a million other people around the whole planet focused on that very same experiment, generating a very powerful energy that I then enter into and can take advantage of. So as much as I use the blessings, practice them and increase my awareness, I am sure that pleases the bestower of blessings. So, three keys to come into a pleasure which really nourishes the heart and soul. The experience of spiritual pleasure. If nothing else, it's this awareness, growing, increasing awareness that I am living inside a miracle. Almost every holiday of almost every religion celebrates some miracle in the ancestry or history of their religion. But we know that for the most part, all those miracles they're remembering are really memorials to something intelligent that really happens once every cycle in the confluence age when God comes. That's now. Whatever they're celebrating, we are actually living now. He's come. I've got him. I've found God. If this isn't eternal, unimaginable, beautiful spiritual pleasure, I don't know what is. It's beyond science fiction. We can hardly grasp it. What entertainment for the mind. I'm partnering with the number one magician for the greatest show on earth. He's changing hell into heaven. And I'm standing right beside him, not just watching the show, but invited to be his assistant. There's so much spiritual pleasure in seeing the magician's work on me. I'm really transforming. Baba's not trying to change us. Change means something triggered inside me because of some external influence. That's also temporary. When that trigger goes away, then I also revert to my old self. Baba is transforming us. That means change from the inside out, not the outside in. This is a miracle. To really experience my true original nature emerging again. It's spiritual pleasure to see that I'm really becoming a better person with less effort. And just simply more attention. It's easier. Everything's getting easier. So welcome to today and the invitation to really appreciate this beautiful degree of spiritual pleasure that God has given us. Three keys for attaining. Om Shanti.